If you are still out in the foyer, if you can make your way in, please grab a seat. We're going to start here shortly. Y'all can talk for a moment. Still some people funneling in. Hey, CJ, would you tell that crew behind you to make their way in? Thank you. Seemed like a good voice for that. Yeah. Yeah, I feel good about that one. That's going to happen. Those people being here quick. You got to pick the right person. Well, you got quiet, so I guess we're going to start. Thank you all a ton for being here today. I'm going to open us up in prayer, and then we'll get started with some introductions, and we'll get right to it. So if y'all would, bow your heads with me, please. Lord, thanks for this morning. Thanks for just all the folks in this room that you've called into leadership here at Grace Bible Church. Lord, I'm thankful that they've answered the call and that you've gifted them in those ways and that they have a desire and a zeal to lead the men and women of Grace Bible Church, Father, and to equip them to do ministry well, to make disciples who make disciples who make disciples, Father. And I pray that you would help to unify these 300 people that are probably here today and the 500 people that are called into leadership, God, to move in the same direction. And that is to glorify God by making disciples to transform the world. Father, I pray that we would truly believe in that mission and that we would desire to accomplish it. And Father, we would pursue that with great zeal and what an honor it is to do so alongside brothers and sisters in Christ. And God, I pray that you give us great clarity in our talking and our training and our teaching this morning. And I pray that it would be a great encouragement just to see how many people have been called and have accepted the call into leadership here at Grace Bible Church this morning. Lord, we love you. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, real quick, I'm going to talk through, actually, let's start with introductions. Let's start with introductions, then I'm going to talk through a few logistical items before I get to what I want to say. So real quick, you guys know them and love them already, but I'm going to point them out so they can wave to you. The small groups team here at Grace Bible Church is made up of 5 people, and we're going to include a sixth. We're going to include Daniel because he works so hard on the curriculum that you guys know and love. But let's start with Mimi Epps. Mimi Epps is our small groups coordinator here at GBC. She's right over there waving her hand. Look at that. Mimi's leading a growth group for us this year. Way to go, Mimi. And then next up is Rennell Woolrich. Rennell, where are you at? She's our women's director here at GBC. She's in the back in the blue. And our men's pastor, Hayden Potcotter, is right there in the back as well, also in blue. And our women's discipleship coordinator, Andrea Orr, is right in the back as well. That's our small groups team here at GBC. They work really hard to put this together, to put your groups together, to put the curriculum together. Daniel and Mimi have worked countless hours on your curriculum, days, nights, weekends. Daniel's texted me after midnight multiple occasions, I think. They work really hard on the curriculum, so incredibly thankful for the time and effort they've put into that. Incredibly thankful for the small groups team and what they've done to prepare your groups and your leader teams. Last year, if you remember, we did not get our leader teams out until after the conference. And while some of you are probably like, I don't know what my leader team is because there's still a few floating out there. The majority of you have a pretty good idea of what your leader team is going to look like, and that's a testament to the work that they've put in. If you're a growth group leader, Andrea Orr is kind of running point on the growth group side. Direct your questions to her and to me. I'm happy to answer those as well. If you're in a community group side, direct your questions to Mimi and to me. I'm happy to answer those as well. But she's running point on that. Those are the people that you want to be reaching out to if you've got specific questions right now after that email went out. But that's our small groups team. I'm going to give you all a few logistical items, and then I'll get into what I'm going to say, and hopefully it's going to be real brief, and we're going to jump into our breakouts prior to what the time says on my sheet. A couple logistical things. The first is that groups are still moving and changing. So we did get them out, but 20% of them, we'll say, that's a rough estimate in my head, are still kind of fluctuating based on a variety of things. Part of that is always a call to growth group. You guys probably know and understand that a little bit. But also because nights, locations, there's still a few holes that we're trying to make sure that they fit well. So if you got on there and you were like, I don't have anything, just hold, please. Reach out to us. Let us know if you want to. And we're happy to talk to you a little bit more about that. That means we're probably still trying to settle that. So know that things are still fluctuating on the group side. The second thing is there's a subtle change to our leader resource pages this year. We're not going to show you any pictures because they don't look a whole lot different. But what we're doing is all the resources, for the most part, the videos and some of the articles that we generally have, we've kind of said always, like, share them with your groups if you want. Really what we're doing is we're just turning those into small group-wide resource pages. So we're going to share them with both participants and leaders, the videos and like articles and additional resources that we have. And then we're going to have a separate just leader resource page that's just the actual leader resources. It's not all the videos. It's not all the weekly material. The weekly material, really, we're like, why aren't we just sharing this with everybody at GBC that's going through these curriculums so they can watch the videos we're putting out? We're going to do our very best, and I shouldn't even say this, honestly, but I already started, to get those audios onto like a Spotify podcast format to where if you're in the car trying to watch those, you're not trying to watch a video of us teaching whatever that week is, because I know so many of y'all do that. We're going to try and get it in like a podcast form for you to listen to. It'll be the same thing. It's not going to be anything new, but hopefully that will help you out a little bit. But we're going to have a leader page, and then we're going to have the two resource pages, a growth group page and a community group page. So that'll be a subtle change that you'll see. Just know that's coming. It's not going to be difficult. It's not going to be complicated. You're not going to have to ask a lot of questions about it. If you have them right now, just hold off. I promise you, it'll be very self-explanatory. But that's kind of the leader resource page for this year. So with that being said, what I want to do and what I've liked to do the past couple small groups conferences that we've done is like a little bit of like state of the small groups that kind of leads into maybe then what I want to say, just to give y'all like full transparency in where our numbers are at, what they look like, what our small groups ministry looks like right now. And so here are some numbers for you. And we ran these yesterday about 10 a.m., so take that with a grain of salt. Our growth groups right now, registration-wise, are on pace to have 820 people sign up for them, which is an astounding number, frankly. Last year, that number was 670. That's a 22%+ increase year over year. It's a crazy number. It's incredibly exciting. It shows that we're making disciples and we're calling people into something that's winsome and exciting and purposeful, and people are wanting to meet that call. And so we're excited for the number of people that are signing up. On the community group side, we are on pace for 963 registrations. That last year's total was 781. That's a 23%+ increase year over year. So our small groups ministry is increasing rapidly, and that's not a new thing. It's happened for the past 5 years, the past 6 years that I've been on staff, and I'm sure all the years that Daniel was too. It's obviously grown every single year, and it's an exciting thing. What I'm excited about also is that on the community group side, we have more groups than we had last year, and we're excited for that. You guys have answered the call to leadership. We've got well more community groups set up than we have for the past years, and I think that's going to meet a lot of this need on the growth side. On the growth group side, though, we don't have more groups than last year right now. And so I've called many of you, but I'm here right now with all of you in front of me to say, if you haven't led a growth group in the past 3 years, if you haven't led a growth group ever, I want you to consider today, tomorrow, whenever, changing over to growth group leadership for us. And you'll smile and you'll think that's funny, and it's because I've called you guys year over year. But there are a lot of people that are brand new to Houston, that are brand new to Grace Bible Church, some people who are brand new to their faith, some people who aren't even Christians that are joining growth groups that need good quality veteran leadership. And we need many of you to be answering that call. And we've got a lot of growth group leaders, and I'm really thankful for all of you that have answered that call. And so really the request is, if you're interested to move over to the growth group side, we would love to have you. We've got a lot of people signing up. You saw that number, 820 is the pace we're on. We would love to have you consider that. It's a lot of people. And with that, with the size and the expansion and the growth, you guys also sat in on a meeting last week. You sat in on a vote for a new building, for a new parking lot, for some of the things that GBC is doing to accommodate a lot of those people and to equip a lot of those people. And what we've gotten is a handful of questions about, is GBC's vision changing? Is what we're doing changing? Is the mission changing? Are we going to adapt in different ways that we're not expecting? And I'm here to tell you, with this group of people, especially the leaders here at Grace Bible Church, I'm here to tell you that the vision hasn't changed since 2001 or 2002, whenever Wes started the church, and it's not going to change today, and it's not going to change tomorrow. Our goal and our aim is still to make disciples who transform the world, to glorify God by making disciples who transform the world. And whether there's 28 people in groups or whether there's potentially 2,800 people in groups here at Grace Bible Church, it doesn't change. The call to equip doesn't change. The call to leadership doesn't change. That growth hasn't happened because we have this massive staff that's doing all the ministries so well. We've got a small staff in a growing church. And we've got 9 elders in a growing church. And the 23 or whatever it is of us aren't the reason that our small groups ministry has become 2,800 people. It's because of leaders like you who have answered the call year over year over year. Our bar for investment at Grace Bible Church hasn't lowered. You've heard it every Sunday in August that we're still calling people to be invested in disciple-making relationships, to be invested in discipleship, to be invested in small groups because that's the primary way which we equip our church to make disciples. We're calling people very boldly, very honestly, real forthright into that very thing. We're not hiding it. We're not being real vague about it. We're calling people to invest in small groups, to be equipped, and to go and make disciples. And that same message works if it's 28 people or if it's 2,800 people, and it works because of people like you that are answering the call to leadership. I was in Daniel's office earlier this week, and he gave me this illustration that works really well for what we're talking about right now, and that's that GBC is like a ship. And all of us are sitting there taking one steadfast, faithful row forward every single year. We're all rowing the boat in a unified direction. At the same time, we're moving in the same unified direction of making disciples who transform the world. And it's not always going to be sexy, and it's not always going to be real flashy. You're not going to see West's face on a billboard anytime soon. You're not going to see a brand new capital fundraising campaign. You're not going to see us move to Sunday school ministry to try and accommodate the amount of people that are coming to Grace Bible Church. We're going to do the same things we've always done, and we're going to watch the Lord work here at Grace Bible Church as he's already worked in growing this ministry to what it is. And that looks like taking one more row with a unified body here in the local church of Grace Bible Church. And that's what we're being called to. And you're thinking, how is my group going to be so much better than it is last year? And the truth is your small group's going to look very similar to what it looked like last year. And part of your role in that row and being a part of this team is calling those 16 people, those 18 people, those 20 people into that very same ministry that you're being a role model for. Making disciples, equipping the saints for the work of ministry such that they would go and do the same with 16 more people, and they would go and do the same with 16 more people, and this ministry would continue to grow. Just because we're big doesn't mean we have a desire for it to stop growing. We're going to do the same things and be faithful to the same things, and the Lord has continued to work here at Grace Bible Church, and we are incredibly humbled by that, and we are incredibly thankful for that, and it's because of each and every one of you that answers that call year over year over year. And I know you get tired of my calls, and I know you get tired of Mimi's calls, and Hayden's calls, and Renell's calls, and Andrea's calls, but we're going to keep calling because we need people to continue rowing, and we need people to continue to teach all the people in the back who don't know how to row. All those new people to Grace Bible Church that are leaders at heart but don't understand the vision of what Grace Bible Church is about, that's what you're here to show them in growth groups. You're here to teach them and train them what it looks like to make disciples and to show them how to do it well and to be a model for that. That's your role here at Grace Bible Church. That's what you've answered the call into leadership for. And we're really, really thankful for the 500 of you that have said yes to leading groups this fall. The boat doesn't move forward without you. That's the simple message that I've got here for you this morning. It's that I'm thankful that we're sitting in the boat together. I'm thankful that we're taking that one faithful row forward this year. And I'm thankful that you're going to call others to join us as we continue to move in that purposeful direction of making disciples who transform the world. I pray that that would be something that you are purposefully pursuing in your groups, is equipping them to go and do the same, developing the people in your groups to make disciples. And I pray that you'd show them, first and foremost, how you're doing it personally, such that they would then follow. That's what I hope. That's what I pray. I think that's what the mission of Grace Bible Church is. And I'm thankful that you've answered the call, and I pray that you would continue to call people to answer that very same call. That's the short version of what I have for you right here and now. We've got a number of breakouts that we're gonna have for you across this building over the next about hour and a half. Scott's put them up on the screen for us. The next hour, you're going to a curriculum-specific breakout. It's going to be either growth group, which is going to be in the youth room, or it's going to be a community group Exodus breakout, which is right here in the sanctuary. So that's where you're going to stay. A couple things on that is, A, move quickly whenever you are moving, such that we can get started. We've got a lot of material for you in these curriculum-specific breakouts, in the breakouts that will follow. They're all practical for your small group immediately. We hope that this is going to be something that helps you get off on the right foot. These are different training tools, different things that you can slide into your curriculum, talk about as a leader team, and prepare for your group really well. And so A, move quickly, and B, after your final breakout, put up your chair and then pick up your kid and then get your lunch. That's the order of operations here. Put up your chair, pick up your kid, then go get your lunch. Remember that after your final breakout. Our breakouts, just to give you a little bit of color on them, is in the sanctuary right here after Daniel does the Exodus breakout is Hayden. He's going to be talking about a year-long prayer strategy. It's more than just tips and tricks. It's really having a vision for what you're doing, what direction you're moving, and how you're going to wind up in May and what that's going to look like. In the youth room, James Schultz is going to be talking about how to make them want to be there. I think he's got like the three A's for good culture or something like that. You know, there's a tool there. James is a culture guy. If you've seen our youth room, it is like quadrupled in size in the last year. I promise that guy knows culture. He's going to help you establish a really good culture in your small groups. The third one is the first 3 weeks. This is our obviously most practical one we could possibly think of. How do you start your year really strong? What are the things you need to make sure you're doing? What are the things you're going to forget about, you're going to miss? Andrea Orr is going to talk through how to start your first 3 weeks extremely strong in your small group this fall. So that's the three breakouts. What I would encourage you to do, and it says there in the italics, is try to split your group up, your leader team, such that you guys would all go to different ones, take notes, and then when you definitively will meet together over dinner this next week to talk about how to start your group, you'll share your notes, and you'll say, here are the things that I want to make sure we do, here are the things that we should do here, here are the things we should do here, all of that. So split your team up, go to different ones, and come back and talk as a leader team. Okay. I finished 7 minutes early. That's the best I've ever done. How about that? All right. Hey, I like that. That's good. Let's split up. Growth group is in the youth room. Community group is right here. We will see y'all in 3 minutes.